sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden moon boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Hey folks, here we go. Ready to roll on the Trump phenomenon for February 7th, 2019. And that song right there, Hank Williams Jr. singing about a man who was killed with a switchblade knife. Donald Trump, in the State of the Union address, talked about a man on a subway station in New York, shot in the middle of a crowd five times by an MS-13 member. Brutal shooting. You can see the whole thing on video. And Donald Trump watched it. That's his town. New York is Donald Trump's hometown, grew up in Queens. So that's shocking to Donald Trump, to anybody, but especially powerful and poignant to the president, that his town has degenerated because of the presence of things like MS-13, because of the open borders. Well, of course, we'll talk about open borders tonight. We'll talk about that State of the Union address some more. I think people will be talking about that for a long time to come. The show tonight you can participate in by calling at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll put you right on the air. There was a fellow last night who got only a few seconds in. I'll remember who it was, but whoever you were, I apologize for forgetting your name. You know what? I can see you on the board here somewhere. And I will, if you call in, Gary in Arkansas. You've got a rain check there, Gary. Come on in at any time, and I'll put you right on. I won't make you wait. Sorry to have to cut you off last night. Well, let's see. What are some of the things we can talk about here? Let's start with the president himself. He's tweeting away. And, oh, let me say, as I say in so many Trump shows, do I have any bad news? I don't think I do. Have I got any good news? Oh, the news is great. There's humorous news. The humorous news, of course, is led off by the Three Stooges of Virginia. and I want to try to coin something. I want it to take off somewhere. If maybe some of you can think of the names of these guys. Let me look them up. The names of these three new Virginia Democrats who are all in the doghouse. Let me find them here. Let me find the article. Let's see here. Where is that story? I want to find the names of the guys because I want to call them the Three Stooges. And who were the original Three Stooges? Wasn't it was it Moe, Curly Joe, or you guys remember better than I do? And so the Three Stooges of Virginia, who are the governor and then the two people in the number two and the number three slots behind him, who are all guilty of, seems pretty evident, of the great sins of racism, being in blackface, and then the guy in the middle, the black guy, apparently forced oral sex on his black girlfriend at the 2004 Democrat convention. Well, I don't know if she's a girlfriend, you know, she's there with him, and he says it was consensual sex. She says it wasn't. She's a professor at Stanford. She's a fellow liberal. She has no motive whatsoever that we can discern to do this guy in or lie about what happened. And so unlike what's her face, Blasey Ford, who plainly lied about Matt Kavanaugh, who didn't even know her, this woman sounds as if she's telling the truth, that this guy Fairfax forced oral sex on her. And wow, I'll tell you, the Three Stooges of Virginia, one, two, and three, all in a row. And if the Democrats get the governor, Northam, to resign, then the sex fiend comes in number two slot. They get the sex fiend, the black sex fiend for governor, a criminal. And then if they get him to resign, they get the number three guy, who's another guy tap dancing his way in blackface. So this is wonderful for the Democrats to have to stew in these juices for the foreseeable future, because Northam, bless his heart, I love Northam for doing this. He won't resign. He's not getting out of the way. He says, no, I'm going to stay here. I like being governor. And bless his heart, this is going to keep this thing going beautifully and wonderfully. And the Democrats have a huge dilemma now. Do they really want Northam to go? You get to, what's that show where you get door one, door two, or door three? Is it The Price is Right? Or what show was it? What's his name? Barker. What's Barker's first? Bob Barker. Ma'am, do you pick door one? Will it be door one, door two, or door three? Well, door one, we have the Ku Klux Klan blackface guy that called for said he would perform infanticide just a week earlier. That's door one, Governor Northam. Door number two is the black rapist who raped his fellow black liberal Stanford College professor. Or door number three, another vaudeville man in blackface. I love it. All right, so that might be some grist for the mill here tonight. Let's go to the president, getting to serious matters now. He tweeted to us just 2 hours ago, "So nice how well my State of the Union speech was received. Thank you to all." You're welcome, Mr. President. He does a salute to our astronaut heroes, and that's a wonderful tweet. And going a little earlier, he says this. I love this. Now, remember, little Adam Schiff, this little creep, I think he's from New York, isn't he? This little creep, Adam Schiff, who's this nobody with his shifty eyes. He's got this, you know, this weird eyes. He's like Rodney the Rat Rodenstein, and that he has a rodent-like face. But little Adam Schiff is doing everything he can to go after President Trump, to investigate everything about Trump. He says, I'm going to go beyond Russia In other words, I'm going to go into your taxes. I'm going to go into your private life. I'm going to go into anything just to try to besmirch the president of the United States. Insinuation, that's fine. I'll do all the insinuating I feel like. Well, folks, this is a new time in American history. Never before in American history has it been okay for the entire press corps and the entire opposition party, in this case, the demon rats, to attack the president of the United States. Think about it, folks. Think how this looks from the outside. The entire media, the entirety of academia, and the demon rat party viciously attacking our president, starting with the made-up Christopher Steele made-up dossier of peeing on beds in Russian hotels. All made up BS. BS is too nice a word. It's just stinking lies. Stinking lies from the demon rats. There's no depth to which they will not descend. These people are, all of them, putrid. They are putrid people. Disgusting people. They're an insult to America. And that embarrassment, we are embarrassed all around the world as the world watches these people attack our president, our leader. Did Republicans do this to John Kennedy when he was our president? Did Democrats do this to George H.W. Bush when he was our president, or Ronald Reagan? No. No, they didn't. Did Democrats attack Dwight David Eisenhower? Did they? He had a mistress. No, Donald Trump doesn't have a mistress, but Dwight David Eisenhower, it's well known, had a mistress when he was married to Mamie. Was that daily discussion in the American news and newspapers and television? Are you kidding? We had dignity in those days. Eisenhower was our president. There was dignity and honor and majesty in the office of the president. You didn't hear these stinking, putrid people talking about Dwight David Eisenhower might have an affair with his secretary, which I think he did. Or Roosevelt, or, you know, go back to any people. We once had dignity in this country. The demon rats have made us into a laughingstock. So anyway, so little Adam Schiff, Donald Trump addresses this question in his tweets today. He says, so now Congressman Adam Schiff announces, after having found zero Russian collusion, that he is going to be looking at every aspect of my life, both financial and personal, even though there is no reason to be doing so. Oh, now I'm just reading this tweet for the first time, folks, and it's the president expresses the thought that I just expressed. I'm reading this for the first time. So I don't know if great minds think alike. I don't know. Donald Trump certainly has a great mind. I can aspire to that. He says, never happened before. Which is the point I just made in American history. Unlimited presidential harassment. The Democrats and their committees are going nuts. The Republicans never did this to President Obama. There would be no time left to run government. Can you imagine all of the dirt that was available on Barack Hussein Obama? I mean, unlimited dirt. I hear other committee heads will do the same thing, even stealing people who work at the White House. A continuation of the witch hunt. So there you go. There's Donald Trump commenting on little Adam Schiff. The previous tweet on his State of the Union address, the president quotes a CBS News poll, and you know, you know the bias of these people, but even in their own CBS News poll, what was the percentage of Republicans who approved, who watched the speech, who approved of Donald Trump's speech? 97%. Boy, if I could keep my wife happy 97% of the time, I would count that an incredible success. 97%, folks. Among Democrats, 30% approved of the speech. Well, you don't want their approval. That's if 97% of the Democrats approved of your speech, you would know you were a pretty lousy president. And then among independents, oh, this is nice. Get this. This is sweet. Among independents, 82% approved of the president's speech. Now, all of the president's votes in 2020 are coming from the Republicans and independents, none from the Democrats. So he's got a 97 with the Republicans, which means, hey, among independents, 82%. There you go, Mr. President. That's looking good going into 2020. And let's see, any further tweets to start the show with tonight? No, that is here. I'll update and see if there's a new tweet in the last 2 hours. Yes, here's a brand new tweet. 10 minutes ago. I love this. Oh, Mr. President, we love you. 10 minutes ago, he writes to us, highly respected Senator Richard Burr, B-U-R-R, chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. Now, that's Republican controlled. And Richard Burr is a Republican senator, said today that after an almost 2-year investigation, he saw no evidence of Russia collusion. Quote, we don't have anything that would suggest there was collusion by the Trump campaign and Russia, unquote. And then the president's comment, thank you. Now, folks, Senator Richard Burr is not Joe Blow on the street corner. He's the chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. He has access to everything classified. Everything that anybody on Capitol Hill has access to is available to Senator Richard Burr. So he has seen it all. There's nothing, no secret hidden file or document. We don't have anything that would suggest there was collusion by the Trump campaign and Russia. So in other words, how do you spell that? Witch hunt. Presidential, the new term the president's come out with, brought forth by little Adam Schiff, is presidential harassment. And if you're harassing our president, folks, who are you attacking? Imagine an army. Imagine George Patton's army. And imagine if half the troops in the army or half the officers were taking pot shots at General Patton. And this was considered okay. And they're in effect fighting for the enemy forces. Would you ever run an army that way? Would such an army have any chance of success? That's the way America is run. Half the leadership is taking constant pot shots at General Trump, our commander. And yet he is succeeding beyond the success of any American president, taking more harassment, more flack, more pot shots, more fragging from within his own government and from within the entire media than any president in American history. And he is succeeding beyond the success of any president in American history. That's one hell of a man. That's big, bad Donald John Trump. Let's go to it. Let's look for some more stories and look for some callers here. We've got a caller in Wyoming named Atrax. Atrax. We will get to him right after this break. Stay there, Atrax.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. Good times ain't over for good.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
See if we can't get the signal here.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing.
Yeah.
Well, I've said a few things and I've admitted it. If you want to get ahead,
you got to hump and get it. Looking for a place to do my thing. Oh, yeah, hump and get it. All right, we're back humping and getting it here. A-Trax in Wyoming, are you there? Come in, A-Trax.
Hello?
Yes, A-Trax, what's on your mind?
Well, Trump has thrown cruise missiles into Syria no less than 3 times for an alleged chemical attack that was proven to be a false flag attack by the white helmets that the American government sponsors.
And what
does
that, now from that, yes, go ahead.
How does that now make him a war criminal?
Okay, I'll answer that question. Now, first of all, let me ask you the question. In general, do you support Donald Trump or not?
No, I think the whole corporate structure and the presidency is a sham.
Okay, so that's good. I'm not trying to impugn you at all. I'm just trying to say, set our bearings. Of course, I'm a head over heels supporter of Donald Trump, and you are an opponent.
I know you're a head over heels supporter of Donald Trump, but how can someone take tens of millions of dollars from Sheldon Adelson and then fill his cabinet with Zionists, and you still think that Donald Trump has America's best interests at heart?
Okay, I'll try to give a short answer to that. Obviously, I could go on for hours. I do that frequently. Let me first start with the Syrian missile launches. In those Syrian missile launches, Donald Trump was, I believe, very careful to target concrete and Russian MiGs. He blew apart.
In your opinion, the fact was attack. In your opinion, and we destroyed what, half of a fucking.
Watch your language. Hang on.
We destroyed a civilian airport.
Okay, let me finish my answer. I'm more wordy than you. Hang on. Well, no, I can't finish my answer. Can you say hang up, please? I can finish my answer, sir. He blew up some planes and some concrete bunkers. He did not kill lots of people. Point number one. Was there a chemical attack? Was Trump hornswoggled into thinking that Assad had made a chemical attack? I think there's a significant There's a significant possibility that, in fact, there was no chemical attack. However, I do believe Donald Trump, bushwhacked him on the subject, Donald Trump was convinced that Assad had launched a chemical attack.
Three times? He got fooled three times, and that's your president?
Hang on, A-Trax.
How dumb is that guy?
He's smarter than you are. A-Trax, you are so lost. You're on to the Jew thing, aren't you? All the Jews did everything. If you've got acne and your cereal is soggy, it's the Jews that did it. Sorry, my friend. Sorry. Now, Donald Trump is the peace president who has ordered his generals. He sternly told them, as they sat in the front row of his State of the Union address, we're getting out of Syria. They don't like that. They don't want that. They do want to stay in all these countries forever. And Donald Trump, as the first guy with the you're using spicy language, so I'll use spicy language. He's the first guy with the balls to tell the general staff, go to hell. We're getting out of Syria. We also need to get out of Afghanistan. And he's the first guy with the balls to tell the general staff, we're getting out of Afghanistan. He is a peace president. And then let me just finish with this, because I don't want to debate with you for 4 hours about whether Trump's a great man.
James, just let me interject this. Then why has the troop presence in Syria increased by 50% after Trump card said that he was going to withdraw?
Okay, so you're talking about less than 2,000 troops.
You are tuned in to the Republic.
You're talking about less than 2,000 troops, so let's not be too dramatic. We'll be right back. It sounds like we're in a break. We're in a break, so we'll be right back, folks. Stay tuned.
It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many.
Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Hey, we're back, folks. And let's see. I want to just check and see if our friend A-Trax is still on the phone. A-Trax, are you there? Come in, A-Trax. Did we lose you? Okay, A-Trax is gone. I'll just say this to you, A-Trax. I'm sorry you're not there to, you know, engage in the colloquy. I appreciate your point of view. I appreciate points of view hostile to Donald Trump, because it makes for good, you know, a good exchange and a good, I welcome the opportunity to defend Donald Trump. You zeroed in on Syria. And I'll just add another point. And I hope I can persuade you that Donald Trump is a great president. I'm not holding out great hope, but he has in fact done more for your life, A-Trax, than any president in your lifetime. I assure you of that. And I'd love to hear your opinion on that, if you agree with what I just said. He's done more for you and your future and your descendants' future than any president in your lifetime. And I, on the subject of Syria, let me also point out Donald Trump, as you would portray him, a warmonger. He notified the Russians in advance that he was sending in those missiles. He told the Russians where they would be sent. And the purpose was very clear, so that not a single Russian would be killed. It was very important. Donald Trump does not want any kind of war with Russia, the second greatest white nation on earth. And he did not want to, so he notified them of all those things. And so the Russians, in fact, had all their personnel removed far from the area of any missile attack, and the Syrians did too. Nobody got killed. The Syrians alleged that one person got killed, but probably lying. And yes, your premise of your argument that there was no chemical attack, I would agree with you. Probably true. There was no chemical weapon attack. Probably true. But did Donald Trump know that that was, that he was lied to? No, I don't think he did. He probably had a bunch of the warmongers who were all around him. People like John Bolton and Elliot Abrams and you name it. That general, what was his name, Mad Dog Hattis. They these are warmongers, and they lie to him like a rug. They're all around Donald Trump, and then you can say, oh, it's all his fault. The people around him are his fault. No, he is in a swamp, Atrax, and he is doing damn well for being in that swamp that he is in. All right, let's go to some more news and to more calls. And let me just address another question, another thought to Atrax. If you look at the things that we cherish as patriots, Atrax, notice that in the State of the Union address, Donald Trump, no president has ever stood in front of that group of slime balls that sat in front of Donald Trump and said, you know, I pledge to you that we will never become a socialist nation, socialist country. That was beautiful. When he said that all babies are created in the image of God, that's a right-wing thought. And on throughout that speech, he gave a tongue lashing without looking mean or ill-spirited at all, looking very generous and magnanimous, and the big man that he is, he nevertheless lowered the boom on the left-wing communist rats in the Democrat Party, and he lowered the boom on the rhinos within the Republican Party. This is the most magnificent. That speech, Atrax, was the greatest speech you have ever heard, in my opinion. It's the greatest speech I've ever heard, and I dare say I'm probably as old as you are. And I've seen as many presidents and governments come and go as you have. And what this president, this man, is finally doing for us, I get it. You don't like that Donald Trump likes Israel. You don't like that. You don't like that Donald Trump moved our embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Okay. And from that, you condemn Donald Trump, the guy who's brought back our industry, boomed your economy, restored our energy independence, on a list of incredible achievements, cut our taxes, built up our morale, renegotiated all these crazy, insane trade agreements around the world. And a list as long as your arm of things that we patriots have dreamed of doing. I'll give you another one. The first president, the first major political figure of your lifetime, I know this is true for you because it's true for me. It's true for all of us. Who else has identified the lying slime balls of the news media as fake news? Only one man has ever done that. And he made it stick. He put that label on them and he made it stick right on their fat asses. Fake news. They walk around with that stuck on their backside permanently now. The American people get it. Donald Trump taught it to them, that their news is lying to them, that it's merely an extension of the demon rat party. He's not only identified them as fake news, he has over and over again said, you are bad people, he has said to them. You are disgusting. He has used all these adjectives to describe the news media. He has clobbered them as no man ever has. This should be part of your dream come true, Atrax. The man is doing things you've only dreamed of. But you're so stuck on one, you've got a hobby horse going there. And because he doesn't ride your hobby horse, he's a bad man. He's a tool. Well, Atrax, you're wrong. And by the way, that's where white nationalism in general went off the cliff. Donald Trump showed you how to win with Americans, how to win, how to make America great again, how to win, not how to be a little fringe that has failed for more than half a century, miserably failed, never electing anybody to anything or succeeding in anything or attracting any significant portion of the American white population. I call that, let's see, what do you call that? I call that failure. And I'm an expert on that failure. I know a lot about that failure. And when Donald Trump arrived on the scene, my eyes were opened to a man who wins, and he wins on patriot issues. And I saw what he was doing quite differently from white nationalism, which, and I'll say it, open your ears up, folks, and hear this. I can tell you, I know what I'm talking about. White nationalism, from its beginning, has actually been led by and actually steered by white national socialism. That's what it's been. It has been white national socialism. What does that mean? Joined at the hip with Hitler. What a mistake. The stupidest, George Lincoln Rockwell's got it going. The stupidest move ever made. The dumbest, principle of guaranteed to fail. Guaranteed to fail. Anyway, like a lead balloon. Anyway, Donald Trump has shown how to win making America great again. All right, that's my little speech on that. Let's go to Gary in Arkansas. Gary, you're there. You're on the air. Come in, Gary.
Eisenhower. I'd go back in history to Eisenhower, and I would conduct one of the largest Operation Wetbacks in history in this country. I'd march them all down or take them down in buses to the border, give them a pick and a shovel, and I would have every one of those guys build that wall. And if they tried to run across the river, I'd give them one in the back. So that would be one solution to help the wall. Another one is I was sitting
Let me say I like the idea. If we have people, illegal aliens, and we have hundreds of thousands of them in America's prisons, and by the way, you may be a better expert on this than I am, Gary. I think the average cost for a prisoner in America is over $25,000 a year out of your hide, out of your tax dollars, to give three squares a day to these prisoners, to these illegal aliens, hundreds of thousands of them in our prisons. I like the idea.
We could feed them at one of the local prisons here in Arkansas.
Yeah, but do you remember, Sheriff? I'm going to disagree with you very much about, you know, shooting guys. It's you know what? It's not a winning. It's just, you know, you can't say, well, shoot people. That's the answer. Hang on. You got a good idea. Do you remember Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County?
I'm sorry?
Do you remember Sheriff Joe Arpaio in Maricopa County, Arizona?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name and the county.
You've heard stories about him, but they are. He used to dress up the prisoners in pink underwear. He used to feed them cheap hot dogs on stale buns, and he kept them in tents outside. He was great. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, one of the greatest sheriffs in American history. He's still around. I'd love him to run that border program you described right there. Let him put those illegal aliens in pink striped underwear and eat stale buns with cheap hot dogs in them, and they could help build the wall. I like that idea.
Yeah, well, we could feed them pretty cheaply. We could up him one with the hot dogs and the buns. One of the local prisons here in Arkansas was feeding the prisoners frozen pig anuses. I don't think the Muslims would like that very well.
Well, okay. All right. Getting a little extreme there. I'll just go with the hot dogs and the stale buns and the pink underwear. But But
I think I'd throw the frozen pig anuses in there.
Well, all right, okay, but the I'll tell you something, Gary. Let's give me one more idea. Go ahead, Gary.
One more idea. When I was, I'm 77. When I was working, I would write a check out for my income tax every year and send it in, and that money would go into a black hole, and I had no control over what the money was spent on. You can't get anything out of these senators and congressmen, so why not do like they do raising money for the elections? You put a little box on the IRS form with the check, so you can check mark it, and the first $1,000 of tax money, and if you don't even pay that much, just put the whole thing in, but up to $1,000, have that put into a Make a Great America Great Again fund, and build the fence out of that, and bypass Congress and everybody else, and use the Army Corps of Engineers, and we wouldn't even need the Congress.
I love it. I love it. Have a designated box on the income tax to for the
now that is a useful idea.
That's a good one, Gary, and thank you very much for it. And I appreciate your call, buddy. All right, let's go. Thank you, sir. Let's go to, we get all kinds of colorful ideas from our callers. I like to keep them, sort of keep them on the legal side. Let's go to Pat in Texas. Pat, you're on the air.
Okay. Hey, I'm stuck on boycotts for getting somewhere. You know how Como had the trade tower and those three bridges lit up pink when they voted the Kill the Babies bill? Pink has come to stand for Susan G. Komen Foundation, pink, right? And they give to Planned Parenthood because they know that when they give to Planned Parenthood, women have more breast cancer and they get more money. And that's exposed.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I was thinking about Trump when he had the burger dinner there for the college athlete winners.
Clemson, yes.
He had 2,000 burgers, and I wanted to know who they were. Okay, there were McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's, and I noticed there was no Whataburger. So I looked up to see, because Beto O'Rourke, he's always skating in a Whataburger hamburger. Their W has got a little things on the side there, like he uses little lines on the side, like he used on his signs. And which he turned into a rainbow bonus workers. However,
well, Pat, I'll tell you what, let me go back to your last point there. I love that dinner that Donald Trump did. This is during the shutdown that the demon rats imposed on us. In that shutdown, Donald Trump, out of his own, reached in, pulled out his own wallet, and ordered all those tables loaded with the favorite food. And the guys said it. The Clemson guys said it. This is our favorite food. And it was a feast for them. They would much rather sit down to that than a little fancy White House kitchen prepared little hors d'oeuvre type salad. So they loved that meal, and it was paid for.
They already won. They didn't have to stay in shape right away. They could celebrate by eating what they were allowed to eat. And
the White House kitchen was shut down. So Donald Trump did a typical, magnificent Donald Trump gesture for those Clemson guys.
Yeah, but I noticed he didn't use Whataburger, so I looked up to see who did Whataburger donate to, and they donate to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. And so Beto, being pro, you know, kill the baby.
Well, okay, that's right. So Donald Trump may have made a choice there, but I don't know how he selected the burger. The burger says he ordered.
But I just thought it was kind of unusual that Beto and Ted Cruz had this triple Whataburger liberal thing going, that Ted Cruz said he's a triple Whataburger liberal. And nobody could figure out, even the El Paso Times, what he was talking about.
Okay, Pat, let's enjoy our burgers tonight. and celebrate that great speech by the president on Tuesday. Thank you, Pat, for calling in. Let us go to Dr. Kelly in California, if you're still there. Are you there, Dr. Kelly? All right, Dr. Kelly, my apologies. I kept you waiting too long. And let's now go back to the news for a second. We've got a break coming up, and then one more little segment of the Donald Trump, big bad Donald John Trump phenomenon. Let's see. Let me find another story here before the news kicks in. Let me see if big bad Donald John has done another tweet. I'll check while we do a break. We'll be right back.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, we're back, folks, and I apologize to everybody. I can't fit in. I apologize to Dr. Kelly. I apologize to you, A-Trax. I got another caller. I want to get him on. Ken in Fort Worth, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey. there was a guy over here that had a copy of the Liberty Bell on a trailer. And
yes.
He says he went out to go see Arpaio out there in Phoenix. And what Arpaio did is just he would take the people that belong in Mexico and he put them in the deputies would drive them through the border and send them home.
Yes.
Because if he took them any other place, it'd be kidnapping. But he took them home.
Yeah, and see, now, and Ken, very good point. That Liberty Bell you're remembering on a truck, that used to travel around during the Ron Paul Revolution, too. I was at several rallies where they brought that Liberty Bell, and I got to ring it. That was a cool deal. But you're right about taking the Mexican illegals back to the border and just, you know, giving them a kick in the butt and saying, you know, go back home. But the problem we now have, created by the demon rats, is that these people showing up in these huge caravans are not from Mexico. At least they say they aren't. By the way, that's all they have to do. They just say, I'm not from Mexico. And I'll bet you many of them are lying. I'll bet you many of them are Mexicans who are saying I'm from Guatemala or some other country. And because they're not from Mexico, you can't just take them to the border and then turn them loose, the Mexican border. You have to actually transport them back to their home country, Guatemala or Honduras or wherever the hell else they say. You know, they'll start coming in pretty soon. But now here's the problem.
The Liberty Bell,
so here's
not too far from us in Fort Worth. He would pick us up and take us down to Waco on the anniversary, yeah. And they would ring the bell, and he would go down there, and which was kind of interesting.
Well, now here's the problem.
He used to do funerals with the bell.
Yeah, the problem, yes, I rung that bell. The problem now, of course, is that, and this is why the wall is so necessary. These people cannot be allowed to step in on U.S. soil because then they and the rules and regulations have to be all of them repudiated. And Donald Trump is working as hard as he can to get rid of these things like chain migration and birthright citizenship, and that you have to give refuge. Somebody who says he's a refugee gets a hearing with a U.S. judge. I don't get a hearing with a U.S. judge if I have a beef with the government, but these people do.
And so they're down.
Yeah, but let me finish the thought.
We went to bash the videos down there where they got burned out and on the anniversary. And then one day, one time, a C-130 flew over low and slow, probably taking pictures.
Well, I'll bet you they were guys that liked what you were doing. So anyway, we're going to run out of time here in a moment. We barely got a chance to cover much. I wanted to get to Ann Coulter's tweets. She's got some brilliant tweets. All right. Thank you, buddy. We'll continue. We'll try to catch up with the Trump freight train, which is moving faster than we can move. We'll try to catch up with a little bit more tomorrow night. But I mean, Sunday, sorry. Tomorrow night. We'll be back tomorrow night, Friday night. I'll get it right. We'll see you all then tomorrow. Thanks.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just calling to tell you what a great product you have. I could use this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.